Hi everyone, welcome back. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Now yesterday we introduced a woman called Anita Roddick.
Mm-hmm.
She founded The Body Shop.
Right, The Body Shop sells cosmetics with a lot of natural ingredients.
It made Anita Roddick a lot of money, but she didn't keep it all for herself. She used the money to support good causes like helping poor people and protecting the environment.
And today we're going to find out about another cause she was involved with.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we'll also see that Anita Roddick wasn't the only person in her family who liked to help people.
Really? Who was it?
Well, let's find out in our article.
Okay.
The Body Shop and the Big Issue.
Anita Roddick also supported one of her husband's projects. In 1991, Gordon Roddick launched a magazine to help homeless people in London. Its name is The Big Issue, and only homeless people can sell it. To become vendors, they have to receive training. They can use the money they earn to make a fresh start. Sometimes selling The Big Issue...is the only job a homeless person can get. In this way, the magazine, like the Body Shop Foundation, helps to give people a chance to live a better life.
Word power!
Homeless.Homeless. John gave a lot of clothes to the homeless people in the city. John gave a lot of clothes to the homeless people in the city. Vendor. Vendor. The children waited in line to get ice cream from the vendor.The children waited in line to get ice cream from the vendor. Earn. Earn. Robert earns $35,000 NT dollars a month at his company. Robert earns $35,000 NT dollars a month at his company. Chance. Chance.Jessie was lucky and got a chance to meet her favorite singer. Jessie was lucky and got a chance to meet her favorite singer.
The article begins by telling us who else in the Roddick family wanted to help people. It says, Anita Roddick also supported one of her husband's projects.There you go, Laura. It was her husband.
Okay, 所以现在我们才知道原来 Anita Roddick 不仅她非常伟大，连她的 husband, 她的丈夫也非常棒哦。因为课文一开始就提到 Anita Roddick, 她也非常支持她的丈夫的其中一个计划 project.
The article explains more. In 1991, Gordon Roddick launched a magazine to help homeless people in London.If you launch, L-A-U-N-C-H, launch something, you start that thing. You could launch a project or a new book, or launch a rocket ship, which means to send it into space.
Right, okay. 我们来看一下课文接着提到说西元1991年的时候呢她的老公 Gordon Roddick, 他发行了一本杂志来帮助伦敦市里面的无家可归的人们。那刚刚我们有提到就是 launch。launch 这个字呢其实跟 start 的意思很像就是开始了比如说像这里是讲开始发行了一本杂志或是 launch a project, 开始一个计划或者是像火箭发射的时候我们也可以说、just the rocket launched, right?、
Yep. We also saw the word homeless, H-O-M-E-L-E-S-S, homeless. Homeless means having no home. We use this to mean people who live on the street or people who have to keep moving around. Maybe sometimes they can get work and afford to stay somewhere, but they don't have a home to call their own.
OK, 我们来看一下 homeless 这个字哦。其实在本课当中就是用来指着那些无家可归的人。那它是一个形容词。其实从它后面的字尾 ,L-E-S-S, 就知道是没有什么什么的。所以这里呢前面看到是 home, 所以他们就是没有家庭也就是无家可归的人。
So we could say, John gave a lot of clothes to the homeless people in the city. John gave a lot of clothes to the homeless people in the city.
How nice of John. Okay, John 会把大量的衣服送给城市里无家可归的人。那这里我们看到 clothes, 它一般呢都是用 plural, 都是用复数形呈现的哦。
Now the word home, H-O-M-E, is also worth looking at. Home is the place where someone usually lives. But of course, it means a lot more than that.
Right.
It means safety, family, comfort, a place that belongs to you.And nobody else.
Oh, okay. 其实一般我们提到这个一个可能你买到了一栋房子一个家你就会用 house. 可是 home 这个字它其实是比较温暖的它有着代表可能你的家庭啦或是你回到家很温暖舒适这样子的感觉。
So here's an example sentence and a famous one.
Right?
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
And that was in Wizard of Oz as
yeah,
well, right?
Yeah, that's how she gets home.
Right, okay. 在这个就是《绿野仙踪》里面，我们提到一个非常重要的一句话，就是 "There's no place like home."、Mm-hmm. 就是没有什么地方更加比家庭更加温暖或是舒适哦。其实就类似，还有像是 "Home Sweet Home."、
Oh,
that's、
yeah.
also famous. 就是甜蜜的家庭。It just means that you're happy when you return to your home after being away from it.
Mm-hmm. So back to the article.We now learn about Gordon Roddick's magazine. Its name is The Big Issue, and only homeless people can sell it. In England, where the magazine started, you see a lot of homeless people selling The Big Issue. So it's something I've grown up with.It's also on sale in Taiwan.
Yeah, okay. 所以呢我们一直在提到这本杂志呢帮助大家无家可归的人。他们这本杂志就叫做 The Big Issue, 就是大志杂志哦。Okay, 而且呢很特别哦它只有流浪街头的人们才可以贩售哦。
The article now talks about the people who sell it.、
Mm.
It says, to become vendors, they, the homeless people,、
right?
have to receive training.A vendor, V-E-N-D-O-R, vendor is a person who sells things, for example, food or newspapers, usually outside or on the street. People who work in night markets are vendors.
Right, 其实呢在这里我们看到的课文他们提到说要成为就是卖这本杂志 The Big Issue 的贩售员他们必须要接受什么呢 Training 就是之前的一些训练啊那其中我们也来学一下 Vendor 这个字就有着小贩或者是摊贩的意思像是呢常在电影里面我们不是会看到卖热狗的这个小贩英文就是 A Hot Dog Vendor 或者呢常常在路边他们看到这些小贩呢我们也可以用 Street Vendors 来表示哦、
mm-hmm. So we couldSay the children waited in line to get an ice cream from the vendor. The children waited in line to get ice cream from the vendor.
Yummy. Okay.、Mm-hmm. 孩子们在摊贩那边排队着等着拿着他们的冰淇淋啊。
We also saw the word training, T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G, training.And this means, training means someone trains or teaches you、mm. how to do something. So if you start a new job, you usually need to get some training from an experienced person who can show you how to do the job.
Okay, 我们来看一下 training 这个字就是有着训练的意思哦。那像是呢我在公司另外一个职责呢就是要 Actually, one of my jobs here at AMC is to train new filming teachers like Carrie.
She's very good at it.
No.
So once a homeless person is trained, they can become big issue vendors. The article says they can use the money they earn to make a fresh start. To earn, E-A-R-N,Earn means to get money for work that you do. We earn money by being teachers and also working on our magazines.
That's right, and we work very hard. Okay, 那这些呢，回到课文呢，他们可以用所赚得的钱展开新的生活，当然就是指之前那些无家可归的人。那其中我们看到赚钱的这个字呢，我们可以用 earn, E-A-R-N。For example, she earns a good salary,、mm-hmm. or I need to earn some money,、mm-hmm. okay. 这里后面 earn 的后面都是接一个像是、钱这样子的意思，或者是薪水等等的字。Or sometimes when we talk about earn a living, that、mm-hmm. just means to earn the money needed for food or clothing.
Yep.
Okay, earn a living 就是指谋生这样的意思。而 earn 比较口语的说法，当然你也可以用 I get, you know, amount of money、mm. or something like that.
So for example, Robert earns 35,000 NT a month at his company. Robert earns 35,000 NT a month at his company.
Oh, wow. So Robert 在他的公司那边呢，他一个月赚35,000元台币哦。但这里呢，你也可以说 he gets 35,000. That's still okay.
We also saw the phrase make a fresh start. And this means that a person starts again and doesn't have to worry about what happened before.
OK, 我们来看一下 make a fresh start. 这个片语就是有着重新开始讲的意思啦。
The article explains why the big issue is such a good thing. It says, sometimes selling the big issue is the only job a homeless person can get. Mm. It may be the only way they can get money, and it's really helpful for people who want to make a fresh start.
OK, 所以课文呢是提到说有时候呢对于无家可归的游民们来说呢贩卖这个 The Big Issue 就是大志杂志是他们唯一能够找到的工作哦。
As the article says, in this way, the magazine, like the Body Shop Foundation, helps to give people a chance to live a better life.、
Mm.
Now, a chance, C-H-A-N-C-E, chance, is a possibility of something happening.Especially something that you want. I had the chance to come to Taiwan 5 years ago, and I'm glad I took that chance.
Okay. 我们还有课文，课文提到说，如此一来呢，这里它用到是片语 in this way。这本杂志呢，就像是刚刚提的啊，之前我们前一天提到的媒体小铺的基金会一样，能帮助一些人找到一线生机，并且过得更好的生活。这里我们看到的 chance 呢，就是机会这样的意思哦。像是常常我们会提到 this is the chance of a lifetime， 就是这是一生难得的好机会啊。Okay, so how else can you use this word in a sentence? Chance.
Okay, well, Jessie was lucky and got a chance to meet her favorite singer. Jessie was lucky and got a chance to meet her favorite singer.
Wow, Jessie、mm-hmm. was really lucky. So Jessie 非常的幸运，她有机会可以遇到她最喜欢的歌手哦。
Okay, so that's the end of the article. So let's end today's lesson. So, have you ever bought or read a copy of The Big Issue, Laura?
Actually, I haven't had the chance to actually read or buy one. What about、mm-hmm. you, Pat?
I have. In the UK...it's interesting.、
Mm-hmm.
The magazines, it's very interesting. Some of the articles are written by professional reporters、
wow.
or even famous people,、
nice.
sportsmen. But others are written by homeless people.、
Mm.
And hearing their stories makes you realize how difficult their situation is and why we should try to help them if we can.
I think I'm going to buy one. Okay, 所以呢，如果想要帮助呢，或者是更加了解这些 homeless 无家可归的人呢，我们呢，包括我自己本身都要多多支持 The Big Issue.
Mm-hmm. Like I said during the article,
mm-hmm.
The Big Issue is on sale in Taiwan as well. So, buy one if you get the chance and help these people to get a fresh start.
All right, okay, I agree. I'm going to buy one myself. 所以呢，我们就要多多伸出我们的援手，能多尽一分的小小的责任呢，就会让一点一滴呢，改变每个需要帮助的小角落。其实不只是像支持这个杂志，它其实呢，在社外有很多的一些像是 charity 或是 volunteer， 就是一些义工的事情，我们也可以伸出我们的援手来多多帮忙。
All right, well, that's the end of this month's lesson. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A-Plus 小聚会
I'm afraid Miss Chen is on another line.
I'm afraid Miss Chen is on another line.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。相信很多人都有过这样的问题：对方打电话来找某个人时，但某个人刚好不方便接电话。那么你要如何向对方说明这个情况呢？举例来说，对方打电话要找陈小姐，但陈小姐刚好也在其他线上讲电话。这时候你可以向对方说明 ：I'm afraid Miss Chen is on another line. I'm afraid Miss Chen is on another line. 意思就是说，不好意思，陈小姐正在电话中。I'm afraid 是一种有礼貌的道歉讲法，用来表示接下来要讲的事情可能会使你失望了。剧中我们还有看到一个名词 line， 这里是指两人的电话连线，所以当我们说 someone is on the line， 就是指某人正在线上或是正在讲电话的意思。另外还有一种情形，就是对方要找的人不在位置上或是刚好外出，例如林先生外出吃午餐去了，我们可以向对方说 I'm afraid Mr. Lin is out for lunchI'm afraid Mr. Lin is out for lunch. 最后，如果你一时也不知道对方要找的人到哪里去了，你可以简单的回答 I'm sorry he's not here. I'm sorry he's not here. 意思就是，很抱歉，他人不在这里咯。最后，让我们再复习一下今天的例句。A Plus 小聚会，我们下次见。Bye!
I'm afraid Miss Chen is on another line.
I'm afraid Miss Chen is on another line.
Chit chat.
Oh, lay 跟 line 长得好像哦。
对啊，我每次都搞混耶。
不要气馁，事实上连英文为母语的人都常把两个字给搞混了呢。因为 lie 当作动词的时候是指人平躺或者是东西被放在什么地方的意思哦。 So lie means to put yourself in a position in which your body is flat on the floor or on a bed. 注意哦， lie 是一个不及物动词，因此后面不需要接受词，但是呢可能会接什么副词或是介系词。因此常常我们看到的片语有 lie down, lie on the bed, lie flat,Lie in the sun 等等的用法哦。造个句子吧。 I love to lie on the sofa and watch TV all day long。 诶，不过既然这样，为什么大家总是把 lie 和 lay 给搞混呢？原来是因为 lie 的过去式竟然是 lay， 动词三态为 lie, lay, lain， 因此难免会让人容易搞混。那我们再来看看 lay 又要怎么用呢？ lay 其实就是放下什么什么东西，动词三态为 lay, laid, laid。 而且注意哦，因为它是个及物动词，后面一定要接受词。 For example, the shopping bags were too heavy. I laid them on the floor as soon as I got home.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
只要记得一个诀窍， lie 的后面不需要接受词，所以我们常常会看到 lie down。 OK， 那如果 lay 的话呢，它需要接受词哦，像是 lay the book on the chair。
The body shop and the big issue。
Anita Roddick also supported one of her husband's projects.In 1991, Gordon Roddick launched a magazine to help homeless people in London. Its name is The Big Issue, and only homeless people can sell it. To become vendors, they have to receive training. They can use the money they earn to make a fresh start. Sometimes selling The Big Issue is the only job a homeless person can get. In this way, the magazine...like the Body Shop Foundation, helps to give people a chance to live a better life.
Homeless. Homeless. John gave a lot of clothes to the homeless people in the city. John gave a lot of clothes to the homeless people in the city. Vendor. Vendor. The children waited in line to get ice cream from the vendor. The children waited in line to get ice cream from the vendor. Earn. Earn. Robert earns $35,000 a month at his company. Robert earns $35,000 a month at his company. Chance. Chance. Jessie was lucky and got a chance to meet her favorite singer. Jessie was lucky and got a chance to meet her favorite singer.